This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want more. Give me more.
The Undisputed Truth is the new album by a rapper named Brother Ali. He raps about being discriminated against, about being poor, and about finally having success in the hip-hop world. Yeah, you might be thinking, so tell me something new from an up-and-coming rapper. But Brother Ali has a unique perspective on all that, and you'll hear why in just a minute. The first clue, he was born Jason Newman.
I mean, I've been rapping since I was 7 years old, when I was a little kid. And I had a lot of different hip-hop names, MC that, and, you know, like all these different kind of names.
What was your first name when you were seven?
My first name was MC Doc Ice.
Doc Ice.
Yeah, there is a rapper from UTFO, Dr. Ice. And so I was MC Doc Ice. Like, I changed it a little
crucial
bit.
Crucial distinction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a period as an adult where I kind of stopped having this idea of being a rapper for a living. Until I met this independent label from Minneapolis, the Rhymesayers, that mm-hmm. I'm part of now. So when I met them, I was really inspired, and I'm start making music again. And I was sitting with these kids at the mosque. I used to teach the children in Minneapolis Arabic and the basic principles of Islam. And I was like, so I'm performing, you know, next week, and what do you think my name should be? And this little girl said, what do you mean, Brother Ali? And the way she looked at me and everything, I said, you know what? Nothing. Never mind. Thank you. And I mean, and that's what my friends have called me since I converted when I was 15. And so for half my life, that's who I am.
I don't like my life. I got it. Rebuild it. Keep nothing but God and my children. I kill the devil wherever he resides. Even if he hiding in me, he got to die. I killed little Jason, he was only 15. Sold his good traits together, made Ali. Filled his lungs with the Quran until he breathed. Let him walk, but kept him on a short leash.
Why did you convert?
I've always been a really spiritual person. I was raised in a Christian home. I went through the classes and realized it just wasn't for me. There was a few points that just didn't mesh with me. I read a few other religions, but I definitely was drawn to Islam because of Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali are two of my biggest heroes in life.
So are you raising your son Muslim?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And he is 6 years old?
He's 6 years old.
Yeah. And you have a song about him. His name is Fahim.
Uh-huh.
And so tell me more about Fahim.
He's just a really amazing little person.
I ain't never met a child quite like you. Words don't suffice for me to describe you. You have a genuine goodness inside you. I watch you and wonder if I was ever like you. It's me and you, brother, for life. So when you put me in the ground, look for me in the clouds. You make me the definition of proud. Taught me what this life is really about.
Basically, this particular album, The Undisputed Truth, was about a 5-year period where nothing stayed the same except for my relationship with Fahim. I went from working blue-collar jobs and having a few jobs at a time, trying to stay above water, to being a musician for a living, doing what I love the most for as a job, you know. Along with that, I ended up getting divorced from my wife that I've been with since I was 17. Got custody of Fahim. We were kind of in limbo for a minute. We really didn't have a place to live for a while.
You were homeless?
We didn't have our own space, you know. But what that allowed us to do and me to do is to rebuild our life. And out of all the things on there, everything on that album is really, really personal. But that one in particular, when I wrote it and when I finished it, it felt amazing to me.
My friend, give me a minute here.
Your album is called The Undisputed Truth. There is one song that is, as you say, the songs on this album are very personal to you. Let's talk about the song Daylight. And before we talk about it, let's just play a clip.
Singing and dancing, I was taught life and manhood by black men. So I'm a product of that understanding. That a small part of me feels like I am them. Does that make me a liar? Maybe. But I don't want the white folks to praise me, to think they can claim me.
That last line, I don't want the white folks to praise me, who praise me, think they can claim me. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of issues at play with this one here. I'm a person, I'm albino, and my parents are white. I was very much an outsider among white people, or at least felt that way. And I was taken in early on by African-American people, by black folks. And it's been that way my whole life, you know. And so those are the people who taught me the things that I needed to know to survive being who and what I am. the idea that you're never going to be able to get your own sense of value and worth from the mainstream society. You have to set your own ideas for what's good and valuable and important, and then you have to live up to those or not within yourself. And had I not been taught that, I don't know what would happen to me.
One behind the next in line, it's inspection time. Let me check your design. Your pedigree don't hold up next to mine. I'm a thoroughbred of the most excellent kind.
When I was growing up, white folks in general, even if they had a few hip-hop CDs, they were not a part of the hip-hop community. They didn't feel welcome. And it seemed like there would be like one white kid at every hip-hop party.
Were you that white kid?
I'm not white. I've never identified with that word, ever, not once in my life.
Really?
And that's why I say I think it's a made-up thing to facilitate white supremacy and institutional racism. I have no connection to this idea of being white. I don't think that it applies to me.
Do you consider yourself any race?
Not really. But the reality is that everybody else believes in it. So I still have experienced a lot of white privilege in my life. I don't have the same experience as my friends. I have something similar because I'm albino, but it's not the same thing. If I'm pulled over by a cop, it's not the same thing. If I walk into this office, it's not the same thing. You know what I mean? And these are, this is NPR's great people. You know what I mean? But it's still not the same thing, and it never will be.
Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need chains to be slaves.
The thing in hip-hop that's different now is that all those one white kids at the hip-hop party became great rappers or DJs. And they're grounded and rooted very much in the culture of hip-hop, you know what I mean? So the emergence of these guys and women, too, has made people who never felt comfortable in a hip-hop environment now look at the person on stage and say, that's me up there. So there's a lot of fans and supporters of underground independent hip-hop who are newcomers, and they're white. And so it's a different thing because, the room that when I walk on stage now, it's not the room that I started out performing for. I'm not mad at this new room, though. I'm putting my real thoughts and feelings and soul into this music. And so if that's registering in you, then we have a very real connection. I don't try to preach or teach anything in my music. I just really try to show you how I feel, and the things that I think and the things I'm passionate about.
Well, Ali, thank you very much for coming by and speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Brother Ali, his new album is called The Undisputed Truth. To hear more of Brother Ali's music, go to our website, npr.org.
But I raised my little man and teach him to live. That's why he's 4 years old and can read like he was six. Behave and recite the Quran and Arabic. Eat healthy, know all the words to la-di-da-di. Taught him to use the potty without his mommy. It's 3 years away, I ain't the least bit nervous. I feel like I'ma do it real big in my 30s. Honestly love everybody in my circle. Been with me since the scrimmage and the dress rehearsal. Oh, let me tell you that my sweet potato pie. I'll curl your toenails and bring tears to your eyes. And all corny bull aside, your boy is smiling for real. The first time in my life.